I want to ask you a few questions because the album Darkness and Hope came up. It was in autumn, I guess in October.
I think in Germany it was, or the rest of Europe was like 4th or 5th of October.
Yes, it was a little later. So it's a long time and now you're on tour. Why did you wait so long, or have you been on tour elsewhere?
Thank you very much for the questions, first off. But it's not late because we did the album and it came out in autumn. And we did lots of promotion in our home country, Portugal, for the latest album. And they had the greetings from the fans in Portugal was very well recognized. So we invested a lot in that. And we did a big release party in the National Coliseum in Portugal on the night of Halloween, where we put all our energy in, you know, in all the direction of Moonspell into one show, which is what we're presenting now on this European tour. But it took that process and that time to make it happen, along with our light guys and all our technicians, to make sure that everything would be complete. It was very well studied, and even the sceneries, it took a long time to create, and we had a great artist working with us that helped us design, and he made the whole production. But recently in December, we went on another part, which was the American tour, where we took Lacuna Coil for the first time. It was our third tour. It was Lacuna Coil's first tour in America, and it worked out very well. So that was our first actual tour of Darkness and Hope, and this now being the first in Europe. I don't think it's still a bit late, because at least we gave time to the fans to digest a bit of Darkness and Hope. And we've noticed, especially with this package with Tiamat, since they have a fresh album, that the people, we've never had so much audience come to shows where it's basically just a package like this, like Moonspell and Tiamat and Flowing Tears. So we're very happy with that, for sure.
So what can we expect from tonight? Will you do only the new songs, or will you take older ones too, from Irreligious or Butterfly Effects, or will you present mainly the new songs?
Well, as everyone must understand, that we're promoting a new album, which is Darkness and Hope. So, of course, most of the songs on our set is based on that album. And as musicians, we're very happy about that, and we want to present it. And especially the whole concept of the show and all the production scenery is very much based on the new album in terms of Imaginarium that we want to, you know, transcend to the fans. But Moonspell really keeps a close contact with the fans, and we ourselves know what's like to love other bands and to enjoy their older stuff. So it's always very important for us to at least put one or two songs from each album. So on this tour, everybody can expect at least one song from our first album, Wolfheart, until now. But on this package, we only have 1 hour, so it's also a bit complicated. We try to balance it out as much as possible. But our main goal is to each time play more, and if possible, come back, you know, and do a bigger set and maybe play some more older songs. I just want to say thank you for, especially our Austrian fans, because we've always had a very good reception each time that we come here. We've been touring since 95, and I can still remember our first show with Morbid Angel. I think it was at the Rock House in Vienna, and we had an amazing reaction, and even the people, the way they treated us. So it's always good to be able to come back and see everybody that's been, you know, keeping close contact to our progression and to what we've been doing, and to at least be with us on the good and bad moments. But at the moment, I think Moonspell is on top. Yeah. And I think anybody that wants to come, check us out. They'll enjoy it, that's for sure.
And did you have time to watch a bit of Austria, or are you...
Yeah, we've played in many different cities over the years. We did some shows in 98, I think, opening for Kiss, which was a big experience. And it's always, you know, given us a great opportunity to visit a bit of Austria and the Alps. We've stayed, I remember, we have this bus company, Beat the Street, which is from Austria. We've stayed at Jörg's house in the mountains for a couple of days in between shows. We had the pleasure of being able, we've been there actually twice, once in the winter, where, you know, we had the advantage to see everything, you know, with snow, which is very beautiful. And we've also been there during the summer, which is completely different also, but in a different way. We've traveled, that's for sure.